Well, for Flash Show of the Year, Non-Chasers here for Sportsbet and SEN Track. I say that with a sense of sadness because it's my favourite hour of the week where I get to talk some turkey with my fellow greyhound friends in Shagger and Kenny and at times Gunner. But
jeez,
I think
get Gunner's, a life, mate, if this is your favourite hour of the week.
I think Gunner's quite happy to see this as the last show of the year. Just a little word of warning before I start here. I'm recording out of the bedroom studio and a couple of builders next door decided it would be a good time to do a little bit of angle grinding and sanding of some wood. So if you hear a little bit of buzzing, just try and bear with us. I'll tell them to shut up if it gets too loud. But, boys, Last show of the week. It is the last show of the week, but also the last show of the year. I've got to introduce my friends, Shagger. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Yeah, excited to do the last show and preview some of the good racing coming up over the next few weeks.
Superb answer, Shags. Kenny, got a report from Scotland. How about you, mate?
How's it going, Paddy? How's it going, listeners? How come this is the last show of the year? Are you getting Christmas holidays? Because I don't think anybody else in this room is getting holidays here.
Forced leave, mate. I'm taking a couple of weeks off. I'm heading over to Adelaide for the cricket and doing a couple of things here and there. So I'll be gonski. But we'll be back. We'll be back with
Are you getting paid to go to Adelaide to watch cricket?
Oh, annual leave, mate. I'm entitled to a few weeks leave a year, and that's what I decide to do. It is my prerogative, mate. So.
I thought the company was forking out an order fortune on you to get 3 likes on Twitter.
Yes, Kenny.
Oh, very funny. Gunner, yourself? Yeah, how are you?
Yeah, good.
Oh, that's good. Jeez, you're a moody lot. You've really started this poorly. There'll be a big Dapto preview today. Of course, we also speak to the Sydney Whisperer. The bloke's been banging down the walls to get on the show. We've finally given him the keys to the asylum and said, yeah, mate, you can come on. So we'll check in with the man a little bit later on in the program. But I just wanted to go off the top, boys, and a little bit of nostalgia this year. Just some highlights and lowlights of, you know, has it been in the greyhound world or, you know, even in something personal? You can get it all out here. But we'll start with you, Shag. What's your highlight of the year in 2020?
Oh, the highlight for me was very recently to watch Hardstyle Rico win the Melbourne Cup in such devastating fashion, track record. Just thought that was a brilliant run and just capped off a really good year of racing.
Notice how you gave him the option of a personal highlight for the year and he didn't go with the birth of his daughter. So well done. You've had your go.
You got to listen to the question.
Goes without saying that
you were so prepared with your
highlight was for the lovely daughter arriving. As far as on the greyhound track, yeah, Hardstyle Rico for sure.
No, we get it, mate. You're more impressed with Lucky Carrots and Bananas' work than your own. Lowlight?
My horrible call that Tornado Tears wasn't
that's enough race. Because that might be someone else's highlight. We'll go on to Kenny. A highlight for the year for you, Gunnar Artor.
My highlight of the year, Gunnar's going to love this, is we had an AFL tipping competition. I don't watch AFL and I beat Gunnar in the last game of the season. I beat him by 1 point to win our department's AFL tipping competition. And it's made my year. Gunner loves it when I talk about it.
What did you
win? It doesn't bother me, mate. I just think it's embarrassing for you that's your highlight of the year.
It certainly does.
I think it's embarrassing you. He talks about Geelong day in, day out. And just like Geelong, he choked on the last game of the season.
Well, none of that's true. But anyway, off we go.
Let him know, Kenny. What's the prize? Is it a lunch from your people leader in Gunner? Is he going to take you out to Rockpool or Spice Temple or somewhere there in the Crown Casino?
No, Gunner never pays up in bets.
No, he doesn't.
Well, there was no bet made, so there's no bet to be paid. So
Gunner still owes me a handful of lunches from non-chasers.
I've heard that actually.
Yeah, righto, Paddy. Just goes testament to your character, such a wanker, to turn that around for somebody who can't pay up 2 sandwiches and then you turn back like, I owe you. Jeez, you're a flog.
Kenny, no, actually, I just want to make that run from Gunner my highlight of the year.
What's your low light?
Oh, there has been no low lights. Like, no. Greyhound racing hasn't stopped this year. Couldn't beat it. Couldn't be happier.
Superb. Well said. My highlight, I don't need to talk through my highlight. I'm just going to play a little bit of audio, which you may or may not have heard as a montage over the last couple of weeks.
Oh, no, I respect the tornado tears, but look, they can't keep winning forever, so. Look, they can't keep winning forever, so. Look, they can't keep winning forever, so. Look, they can't keep winning forever, so.
Here's Tears running a great race, followed by Blazing Cartier, Just Terms and Tornado Tears getting right up on the inside. Tornado Tears, burst of the week. Tornado Tears won from Just Here's Tears and also Just Terms.
Oh, it just brings an absolute tear to my eye. I could listen to that audio time and time again. It was our man.
In your eye, you say.
Oh, it's just beautiful because you can't write a script like it. When Shagger stepped up and potted Tornado Tears, and then Tornado Tears proceeded to win not just a Group 1 race, but a Group 3 race in the lead up. This is all after Shagger put the sword in him. And then it was to have the great Pete Riley. Oh, Jesus, I've had an absolute man.
So great that you forgot his name.
I've almost called him Pete O'Neill. He's going to listen to that on the way and go, oh, dear, I'm never calling this show again. Never call this show again, Pete.
What is he, 80 years old and in a Zimmer frame?
No, you remember that audio from once infamous call from a young fella called Toby to a line telling the funniest joke in the world or the worst smelling thing?
Nope.
No. Oh, okay. Well, then.
The funniest stories are always the ones that you've got to explain. Yeah. Well done, Paddy.
Well, maybe it's an off-air one.
Does somebody else want to take over presenting here? Because this isn't going too well for Paddy. Shagger, watch your tip off the top.
And that's it. That's it. No lowlights for me because it's been a beautiful year. What is your tip off the top, Shagadelic?
Oh, rightio. So mine's going to be at Ballarat Race 3, number 3, Master Avenger to win. He absolutely pinged the lids on debut at Horsham and then gapped the field, winning by nearly 10 lengths in good time. He was near the lead in his second run and just got squeezed out. I'll forgive that run. He's a young dog, not even 2 years old until April next year. Every chance to improve on his impressive maiden win tonight. And this litter's showing a lot of promise, particularly his little brother, Masked Avenger, similar name, who went 23.68 at Bendigo on debut. So, keep your eye out for this litter. So this is race 3, number 3, Master Avenger.
Well said. How about you, Kenny?
I'm in the Cannington Race 7. Kicks off at 11:37 p.m., just before you all go to bed. You'll make a few quid on Box 8, Jive and Jack. Box 7 moves in. Jive and Jack's suited to the interior. He's off the back of a really good run doing 21.95 last week. Currently 4.20. Will not go off 4.20 tonight.
Sensational. Very good from you, Kenny. Nunchasers Multi. Did it lob last week?
Believe so.
It did.
Yeah, I think did they all get up? All four legs? Yeah,
well, I know that the old value injector VI, they call me, just decided to slide in a little $1.80 to place one, and I did see the dog came third, so smart punting from
incredible
myself.
Pyrocumulus was one of the legs, opened 290, went out to something like $6 or $7 and bolted in. So hopefully a few were following the drift there and got on at a nice price. There were a few drifters last Thursday night. Shetland was another one.
Shetland as well, yeah.
And I think, was it Spring Party as well? Opened about 450, got out to double figure odds and won nicely. So, yeah, sometimes you can get on at some good prices if you just watch those open prices. And
there was one listener, Shagger, that was very happy with your Pyrocumulus tip and got in touch with me via the DMs on Twitter to say that they were very appreciative of that. So,
oh, really?
Nice job, mate.
Oh, good. Glad to know someone got
Shagger.
On.
You're a man of the people. You're helping all. Next you'll be dressing up in red and white and you'll be Santa Claus. Non-chasers multi.
Are we actually on air?
That is a fantastic question.
So the non-chasers multi got up. All right, let's straight and narrow. Fast bucks.
Fast bucks.
Kenny, we've got one year left. Oh God, we've got one. We've got 1 week left of Fast Bucks. Fill us in. What have we got?
What's the scoreboard? Heading into the last show, Chagger's on -$345. In second, I'm going to say last place because it's negative is myself and -$2. I think we can already crown him the winner as well of this season. The leader is Mr. Gunner here on $246. Not an easy task after, I think, well over 100 races as well. And betting into every race. Yeah. Well done, the Gunner.
Yeah, betting in a fast-paced environment. All right, we're going to do it all again now. And we're going to Dapto on Thursday night. 10-race card includes the Megastar. Who's going to get the first choice of the Megastar? It'll be interesting to know. But as the music goes up, this is Fast Bucks. Name and number. Okay, boys?
Well, name and number. Jeez, okay. Give us...
I'll just name then. Just name.
Just number.
We're going name. The judge has said we're going name.
Go for it.
Fast Bucks. Race one, Shagger.
Mammy's Rose.
Jeez, absolutely ping the lead. It's Kenny.
Champness Lamb.
Gunner.
Fascinate Leah.
Yep, race two, Gunner.
Black Chili.
Kenny.
Zims Park Garrett.
Shagger.
Wizard to Excel.
Race three, Shagger.
Good Odds Reward.
Gunner.
Bastard. Evelyn Eel.
Kenny.
Egyptian King.
Race four, Kenny.
Coast Model.
Shagger.
Time Striker.
Gunner.
Tamika.
Race five, Gunner.
Six Zipping Jafar for the Aladdin fans.
Shagger.
Claretown Rocky.
Kenny.
Kent Kilowatt.
Race six, Shagger.
Esther's Diva.
Gunner.
Torello.
Kenny.
The one named after Gunner, Crazy Old Goat.
Race seven, Gunner.
Ebby Infrared.
Wow, interesting. Kenny.
Well, these guys are coming Simon last. Where's Helen. The value in Simon Told Helen? Oh, you tipped $1.55 too. That'll make up Shagger. The difference.
Flying Ricardo.
Race eight, Shagger.
I'll go Lunar Edition.
Kenny.
Aquamiz.
Gunner.
Annadale.
Race nine, Gunner.
General Cortez.
Kenny.
Due West.
Shagger.
Trump card.
Race 10, Shagger.
Bravey Got Back.
Kenny.
Tadachilla.
Gunner.
Bugatti Rain.
Oh, geez, we need a break here on the non-chasers. Wow. We need a reset.
Sorely.
We need a reset, and we'll be back with more after this. We've got the Sydney Whisperer after this on the non-chasers. Welcome back to the non-chasers here on SEN Track for Sportsbet. Now, if you're a first-time listener and you've just battled through the first 14 minutes, just bear with us, okay, because this is our last show of the year. We're starting to get a little bit wary on our legs. But Gunner, before the break, said that someone messaged into the show, good friends of the show, on Twitter. Gunner, you want to read out the fan mail, please?
I'll paraphrase here, Paddy, but one of our listeners, Nick, he just goes by the name of Nick Kay, up there in New South Wales, and slid into my DMs. Thanks, Nick. That's not creepy at all. But anyway, he wanted to add...
It's only creepy when you do it to other people, Connor.
Yeah, why is there such a creepy connotation with sliding into DMs, mate? He's just a fan.
I think it's because it's called sliding into DMs. If it was, friendly strangers or something, it wouldn't be so bad. No, but we love Nick Kay's contribution. As mentioned earlier in the show, he was the one that was giving Shagger a rap for tipping Pyro Cumulus. Now, Nick Kay, they own the litter brother to Pyro Cumulus called Warren Wahoo, which is trained in Sydney by Andrew Bell. And Nick thought it would be a good idea for a segment to go through some of the promising litters that are going around at the moment. And we used to do this a little bit in the show previously where we went through not just some boom dogs but some boom litters. And this litter is El Gran Señor by Marja Marja Mahi, which is not long off the track. 10 pups, all have raced so far for 9 winners and almost 90K in prize money. So shout out there to Nick for the content. Glad you enjoy the show, mate. Please keep listening, and appreciate people sending in some content for us to talk about, maybe one that we can explore a little bit more next year, the boom litters, Paddy.
That's our third boom litter of the season.
Oh.
We've had a few this season.
We have, and I can tell you
we've had Shagger with the McCooley's Lad litter. Yep. We've had the Sunset Spitfire litter, and now the Wahoo Warren litter.
Yeah, no, thank you very much, Nick, for getting in touch. We do like that, and it's always nice to know that Gunner has a few fans and people sliding into his DM, so all's not lost.
I did say to Nick that I thought it was amazing that anybody listened to the show, and then so much so to actually get in contact. But we appreciate that, and you did mention Santa Claus earlier in a very unfunny part of the show, Paddy, but hopefully you could be a bit of a Santa Claus to Nick and hand out some gifts pre-Christmas.
Oh, I think maybe Nick, he's got a nice little sports bet cap coming his way, maybe a T-shirt if he can slide back in there and tell you his size.
I've got all those details plus address, so I thought...
Jesus. Well, you're a very presumptive sort of operator, aren't you?
You're a lot of things, Paddy, but you're very good to the fans and you're very accommodating to those that contribute. So I thought you'd do the right thing for sure. So I got all those details ready to go.
Well done. Sure will. Another on fire litter, gentlemen, is the Black Magic Opal times Belt Up Tubsy litter. And another beautiful little red fawn flash goes around today by the name of Mr. Speaker. Obviously, we record in the morning before the meadows will be running and the show will air tonight. So the result will be known if you're listening to this on SEN Track, the big fella going around at about $5 up in distance today, Kenny. And I think you think he's a bit of a chance.
He's got, but yeah, he's a fair chance. What price is he now? About $6?
$5.
$5. That's probably a fair enough price. The dog on his outside is definitely going to come out well. Might cause him trouble early. It's your big worry. I think there's going to be trouble on the inside with one moving off wide, four coming across. You definitely don't want that three dog getting loose, but yeah, he's up. It's the first time he's been in the race, and I'm like, Jesus, this dog might win.
Oh, who would have thought at the start of the year that by the end of the show we'd be doing a little preview on my dog with Kenny, and him actually saying it's a chance.
Who'd have thought I'd be tapping a dog that did 30-80 two runs ago?
Doesn't matter, mate. Got the chocolates. That's all that matters. Last horror calls for the year.
Horror
calls. This one comes out of New Zealand across the Dutch. This is just a weird scenario. A big time weird scenario, hey, Kenny. I think you know what I'm sort of getting at here. Am I right in saying about 50 or 60 of these dogs were scratched? Kennel cough went round the kennel of old Mr. Big Time's trainer. And yeah,
rumour has it there's a bit of kennel cough going around the Lisa Cole kennel. And she owns, according to my sources, more than 200 dogs. So the kennel cough obviously led to, I think, just over 50 dogs being scratched at Manawatu, two races being void. And a couple of match races on the card as well.
Manawatu,
she basically is New Zealand Greyhound racing.
So Manawatu was just thrown into the whole card was thrown into the horror call cauldron. And we plucked this one out to listen to. Just, again, a horror situation a caller finds himself in. You'll pick up what I'm putting down in a second. Listen to this.
Loading up here, race 11, Big Time Power, Big Time Monty, Big Time Sam, Crazy Kicker. Big Time Michelle, Big Time Ranson, Big Time Caleb, and Big Time JJ. And we're ready to go. Caleb, the favoured way here off the six. There now. Racing, even line and Big Time. Caleb slow today. Big Time Ranson takes a fly, goes to the lead. Big Time JJ goes the outside. Couple of links back there to Big Time Monty, Big Time Sam. Crazy Kicker around that. Caleb tries to make ground closer in. You wouldn't like his chances, though. Big Time Power and Big Time Michelle at the back. Big Time JJ clear on the corner by four lengths. Big Time Monty trying to come after it then. Big Time Sam, Big Time Ranson, Big Time Caleb, Crazy Kicker. I hope I pronounced that correctly. Down they come. Big Time JJ's in from Big Time Sam or Big Time Monty.
Kenny, I think genuinely that's the only time I would allow the caller to use the numbers.
Big Time Power.
Yeah, I think so. I just like the part there was a dog called Crazy Kicker, and he was like, I hope I announced or pronounced that properly. It's like when a dog wasn't called Big Time, he was like, I don't know what to do here.
That'll be very hard, but yeah, well, last Hall of Famer there for the horror calls.
Much like the Tassie Gallops with all the GGs.
Yeah, the GGs. There's heaps of them.
Yeah, and the only difference between that and the greyhounds is that the jockeys have got the same silks, only differentiated by the skull cap, which doesn't make it any easier either.
Tricky. Maybe they should start colouring the muzzles of the greyhounds.
Okay.
Why? Do they have different colour jackets, Paddy?
You're on fire today, Paddy.
Oh, mate, I'm just on ideas, man. I'm just trying to bring a bit of flavour and spice.
Yeah, not all of them good.
Okay. Well, it's that time of the show. We've always teased about, well, you know, actually, no, we've never teased about this man coming on the show, but he's been banging down the doors. He goes by the name of Woogie the Sydney Whisperer. He's a little bit of a mysterious character. Is he a Twitter fan? Is he just a greyhound lover? Is he a professional punter? No one knows, but I can tell you right now that we have Woogie the Sydney Whisperer, who rumour has it might have pulled the car over to get on the line here. Woogie, welcome to the Non-Chasers, my friend. How are you doing?
Very well, mate. How are you?
Oh, listen to the sound of a man who's about to sit down here and pile in some winners. All about Dapto tomorrow night, mate. Who is going to win it? Is it Simon Told Helens to lose?
It absolutely is. Very short, as the market suggests, but it is to lose. He can't run those times and then get box one and be beaten. Flying Ricardo was, I won't say disappointing, but I think a bit below his best. So I think Simon Told Helen definitely the one to beat. The one dog I would watch out for is actually the first reserve. If it gets a run, a dog called Serious Object, lightning early speed, a good run last week after a few checks here and there. I think if it gets a start, doesn't matter the box. Given the speed it's got early, I think it could cause dramas if the great champ makes any errors from box one.
I like that. We've waited to get you on the show for a long time, and I was concerned you were just going to step up and go, yeah, Simon Told Helen's my tip, and just real balls to the wall sort of operation. But you've given us something to maybe tie into a bit of a same race multi if the reserve gets a run there.
It's complete curveball. He's just tipped the reserve.
Tip the reserve. If it gets a run, I've tipped the reserve. I think the obvious little same race multi that I think all the punters can have would be Simon Told Helen to win. I think the 3 and 4, Ebby Infrared and Ritzer Cohen, two dogs that can run good time. Ritzer Cohen will probably need a bit of luck, but I think we'll be charging home at the back end of the race to nab a spot in the top four. So I'd probably go Simon Told Helen as a standout to win, Ebby Infrared and Ritzer Cohen top four. If in the unlikely event the first reserve gets the nod, I'd probably knock off Ebby Infrared and chuck Serious Object in there for top four instead. So a couple there for you if the first reserve gets the nod in the race.
Jeez, I love this, the Whisperer. We need to get him on more often next year. Tips the reserve of the big race, sensational.
One question I have for the Whisperer is, geez, there's a bit of action going on the app with this race. Simon Told Helen showing that it's been opened at $12 into $1.55. Flying Ricardo open $19 into $4. Anything that you'd like to explain there, Woogie? Just a little bit of self-interest manipulation?
No, I don't think so. I think it might be Shannon's domain, actually. I might have to ask him about that. Is that an all-in market there? Where we're looking at?
No, just coming up on the race day page. But anyway, might have a bit of a chat about that.
This is why the Whisperer never reveals his identity.
Yeah, get up.
You weren't meant to, the stewards calling him up.
You didn't. You weren't exactly. meant to tell. You weren't meant to reveal his real identity, Gunner, you spanner. All right. Well, Whisperer, now that we've blown your cover in the light of day,
well, what do you got for us? Wasn't he?
Oh,
on
shut
the,
up, Gunner.
Wasn't
shut
he
up.
On the little non-chasers quips during the year during COVID when you were doing those 2-minute segments? So it's not exactly his debut, I wouldn't have thought.
People have forgotten all about those little quips. This is the real show now.
Well, what else do you got for us? Anything around Wentworth Park, the track in the heart of Sydney?
Nothing around Wentworth Park, mate, but we'll go Friday night. They've got the big Newcastle Cup over the stayers journey at the Gardens. And we've got another Victorian and another one from box one. The boys will be familiar. Here's Tears. Goes around as favourite as well. Not potting it, so to speak, but I think there's other bets in the race around it. I think box three, Let's See, I think you can get about $3.80 around different bookies now. I think it's the one fastest qualifier. I think you can run a decent race. And I also think that the Czech Stanley Road was first up over 700 last week. I think it can improve this time around. And I think taking one on, I think Here's Tears is probably the one to, you know, if you want to leave a favourite out for your quaddy leg or something like that, maybe knock him off the for a bit more percentage in the quaddy leg around that sort of market. But, Let's See and Stanley Road in the big race at the Gardens on Friday night.
Love it, mate. Live it, love it, dream it, breathe it. We'll let you get back on the road there. It looks like you've pulled the car over on a busy highway. So it's probably
he's parked outside the Dapto Maccas there, I can see.
Not far.
A bit dangerous, mate. But no, thanks for coming on. And we look forward to touching base in the new year, all things Sydney Whisperer. Thanks, Woogie.
Pleasure, boys. Have a good one.
Thanks, Whisperer.
Good on
you. See
you,
boys.
Cheers.
Jeez. Gunner, you blew it, all right? He was meant to remain mystique, and then he was going to tip the house down with his reserve tip for the big Dapto megastar. And then he was going to come into next year all guns blazing. Let's take a quick break.
Sorry, go ahead. Sorry.
No, go on. What do you got for us?
At least I thought that we're on a break.
No. Air your laundry, mate. We're not on a break yet.
No, I was going to say he's blaming Shagger for that Simon Told Helen 20-1 in the 155. I just checked the audit. It says the Whisperer.
Controversial. We'll take a break here on the non-chase. We'll be back. Plenty more. The actual Dapto megastar runner by runner. Can't wait for that with Shagger and Kenny after this on the non-chasers. Welcome back to the non-chasers here on SEN Track and Sportsbet. And it's that time of the show, the Sportsbet Group 1 Dapto megastar final. We've come a long way, boys. We've come a long way. We're now sponsoring Group 1 events in the dishes. As exciting as it gets, and arguably we've got the best dog in the land, old Roman nose knacker bags in Simon Told Helen, running out of the Red Dog.
Jeez, you made Gunner smile for the first time today.
he's hard, Yakka. Running out of the Red Rug.
Is that the kennel name, knacker bags?
it's that new boom litter we're talking about. I wonder if there is a dog called knacker bags.
There should be. There really should be.
Bet you'll be taken before we start next year.
Yeah, those old stewards.
We're going to go runner by runner here, fellas. Who's going to have the honour? We're going to go in market order. Simon Told Helen in the red, the cherry, group one final, box draws win group ones, and this looks no different at $1.55. We'll start with you, Shagger. Is it his to lose? Sounds like it is.
Oh, absolutely. Look, he's only had the red, I think, four times in his career. He's won two of them and he was runner-up the other two times, and that was the Warrnambool Cup heat and final. Where he wasn't beaten by far and I think was off a little bit of a spell then. He's got the gun draw. He was sensational winning his heat. Brilliant time. So, yeah, it's his to lose.
Kenny, you're just going to echo Shagger here?
You said box draws win finals or group ones. Simon Hood Told Helen also wins a lot of group ones. So, this is the dog to beat.
And all concerns were sort of alleviated when he went 0.03 outside the track record in the heats, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, handled the track beautifully first.
Well,
up.
There was a bit of
good dog.
there was a bit of concern that, you know, he's going out to Dapto for the first time.
I'm declaring Simon Told Helen a boom dog.
it was good.
Will he beat the track record, Jerry?
Every chance. I mean, second maybe. Look. He might just shave a little bit off that. You never know. So and obviously track conditions can change week to week. If the weather's nice and friendly up there,
Do we have a market for a track record to be broken?
No, can't do so.
Not allowed to in New South Wales.
New South Wales is surrounded by red tape, Paddy. So
okay, that's a shame. Anyway, all right. Number two, Flying Regatta. We talked to Christy Sultana last week. Gee, she was a great guest. And she saddles up the $4 second favourite. Doesn't quite saddle it up, but you know where I'm getting at. Flying Ricardo, any chance? And what does Flying Ricardo have to do to win the race, Shagger?
Finish first.
Has to jump like lightning. He is capable of doing that. We saw him the previous week. He ran 29.48. So that's within a couple of lengths of what Helen did. So if he just jumps out and can chop him off early, that's his path to victory. He was a little bit under pressure, under siege last week. Lots of pace around him, perhaps affected that overall time. But I know he can definitely shave a lot off what he did in his heat.
Ken Wado?
Yeah, he did 29.96 last week. Copped a few checks, like Shagger said. Did he lose half a second? Probably not. And that he needs to gain half a second to beat Simon Told Helen's time last week. So it's just, it's going to be tough for him to win just with Simon on his inside as well. It's definitely going to be a tough race. I don't think we'll be seeing this dog winning these big races until later on next year.
Why couldn't Simon Told Helen have just drawn the six or something just to make this one a little bit interesting?
I don't know. We sponsored Dapto. Ring them and say start fixing the draw in the future.
Number three, the infrared for Michael Eberrand. $13, open $12 out to $13. Shagger.
A pretty well performed dog. This is a dog that's won 28 races from 64 starts. Has been pretty good around Dapto. He's got a 29.77 PB. Plenty of pace on his inside, though. It's going to make it tough. In with some chance if the favourites don't get away that well. But, will be a tough ask.
Ken?
Yeah, I'm worried about the pace on his inside. Definitely needs a bit of luck. He is a good dog. Like, he's got 29.78 around 20. He's got, I think, 29.77 around here. So he'll be in the mix. Good chance of a place, but it's a tough draw for him.
Number four, Ritzer Cohen for Mark Gatt, $13 into $12. Probably will be slow out of the boxes. Kenny, we'll start with you. Any chance for Ritzer Cohen?
Yeah, he's a bit of a back runner in this one. It's going to be tough to run down these dogs. Two are going to be pinging out on his inside. You never know with a bit of luck, but he's definitely his rightful price.
Chag?
Yeah, look, goes well at the track and, he'll be running on. Just going to rely on some perhaps some trouble up front and, he'll be capable if there is.
Another one who's going to be quite slow out, you'd assume, will be number five, Cumbria Bell for Stephen Fritsch.
Sorry, Paddy, the four should be the one we're all cheering for. Imagine if Ritzer Cohen wins in the sports bet rug the first year that we sponsor the Dapto Megastar. That would be awesome. And what will you and the marketing team do for all the punters that are on Ritzer Cohen if
rumor has it the sports bet blue rug there at Dapto has a little bit of nitrous oxide just packed into it, and down the back straight the dog actually presses a little button on its paw and it goes pew out there. So watch out for Ritzer Cohen with a barnstorming late run. Number five, Cumbria Bell at $41. Boys, this will be a tough ass for old Cumbria.
This is a dog who's, you said, probably might not get away that well, but look, at times he does begin. She's shown some early pace getting around Wentworth Park, and it has a 29.71 there fairly recently. Obviously it's a pretty tough race and a pretty tough draw.
And Kenny, echo those
words. I'm just going to say the same thing as Shagger. It's just, he's the right price. Beaten, I think, by a good bit by Simon Told Helen last week. And it's just, I don't know how he's going to change his running style to overcome that, but best of luck to Cumbria.
Yep. And number six, All-Star Punk, $71. Probably write your own ticket. Don't want to spend too much time there, fellas. No chance.
I don't like to say no chance about things. They tend to come back and haunt you. But
that's what I was trying to do.
He just pots, group one stars, that's all.
But, this is a very tough draw and a tough field. You never know. It's greyhound racing. When you ping the lids, you can give yourself every chance. We saw Handsome Prince Salute in the $1 million chase at some odds from a wide draw and took a few by surprise. So, yeah, never rule anything out, but tough ask.
Yeah, Kenny, you're the same?
Yeah.
Yeah, no chance. Number seven, Winlock on top, $27 out to $31. Stuck a few seconds on the CV of late for Anthony Lord. Shagger, we'll start with you.
Tell you what, $29.51 there last week. Yeah, he's definitely got some ability. Wouldn't be the biggest upset ever to see a dog like this get up, but yeah.
He's going to need is a price Tom and Todd Allen to step reason. On a He's going to need Tom and Todd Allen to step on a thorn or something like that, though, you'd assume.
Did you just yeah, call oh, it yeah, as we said, Helen?
Simon Todd Allen's race to lose for sure.
Yeah, it is. So you're the same there, Kenny.
Yeah, I like Winlock on top. Good place chance, ran well and beside Helen last week. Tricky draw this time round. But I fancy him for a place. If you look at his previous record, it's just nothing but twos. So this dog loves getting the place.
Yeah, loves it. And number eight, Shetland, the pony for Peter Lagogiani, $10 out to $11 in the pink. Kenny?
Ran well last week at a silly price. Very good dog this, but I'm just worried about the draw. It's going to be tough to win from box eight in Dapto.
Very good. And
if Peter Lagogiani wins another feature, I think all the other trainers will revolt.
Yeah, no, echo what Kenny said there. Yeah, tough draw.
I said, and we heard what the Whisperer said, gave some serious claims to number nine, Serious Object at $10, and then rounding out the reserves is number 10, Ebi Jet Power. Boys, that's the Sportsbet Dapto Megastar final on Thursday night. Can't wait. It's exciting now to be sponsors of a Group 1 event. Superb stuff. Hey, Ballarat Cup's also on Saturday night. Can you just give a quick touch on the race, Shagger? Who's your tip to take out the Ballarat Cup?
Look, I'll touch on a few runners here. Yozo Bale's favourite at the moment, drawn right where he wants to be. Short Pork, second favourite. Been running some good times at Sandown lately. But I think there's a chance that Fortuna Bale in box two could apply a fair bit of early heat. And look, Short Pork's drawn in the middle there, lots of pace around it. So as far as a betting proposition, I'd probably be looking more to special talent out in box eight. Might get out to a pretty decent each way price there. It's a bit hard to read what markets will do sometimes, but yeah, I don't think he was particularly wanted in the heats, and he's shown that he can run the sort of time required to win a race like this. So, yeah, probably special talent for me.
Super stuff. Kenny, you going to add anything in there, or you think you're going to back Shagger?
I couldn't even tell you what's in the race, Paddy. Okay. I was looking at something else. I'm sitting looking at the prices at the natural futurity, if you want me to touch on that.
No, I don't. But I do have a more little bit of fan mail that's come through. And it came from our friend Pete Riley, actually. And he goes, boys, I have an idea for a promotion. Flying Ricardo to run a place in the Dapto Megastar, into Daniel Avocado to run a place in the Ballarat Cup, into Daniel Ricardo to podium in the F1. What have we done here at Sportsbet? We've gone ahead and we've made that bet a reality. Slight bit of tinkering. We don't think Danny Ricciardo is going to get to the podium, so we've got Danny Ricciardo to make a top eight finish. It's in Abu Dhabi, isn't it, Chagger? Kenny?
Gunner's the F1 man. He's all over this stuff.
Abu Dhabi.
I don't know much about Formula 1. Last time I watched it, Jean Alesi was driving for Ferrari, but we've been told by our Formula 1 expert in the group that he's more likely to come top eight than top three. So
top eight, we've done it. $5.50 you can get. It's called Flying Ricardo's Avocados. Get there on to the Megabet section on the app and you can have a little flutter there. So,
yeah, Abu Dhabi race always runs late at this time of year, Paddy, so you'll probably be waiting to the wee hours of Monday morning to see if that one salutes.
Doesn't matter, mate. It's all about those Flying Ricardo Avocados. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap it all up and we'll say bon voyage as we set sail into the sunset for season 2020. Back soon. Welcome back to the Non-Chasers here on SEN Track for Sportsbet for the very last time this year. And we haven't had it for a while, but we're going to have it right now. It's dog food.
Oh, chum, it's so chumpy. You get carved.
One of my favourite segments, and I've just sort of twanged it a little bit. It's actually a Melbourne Cup quiz, gentlemen. Instead of a true or false, it's a Melbourne Cup quiz. So, Shaya, Gunner, and Kenny, can I test your buzzers, please? Starting with you, Kenny.
Ho, ho, ho.
And Shagger.
Rico.
And Gunner.
He takes my tips and he takes my buzzer.
Just tell us your buzzer, champ.
Lucky.
Lucky. Okay. We got the music up there in the background. Melbourne Cup quiz for dog food. Number one. Has a WA Greyhound ever won the Melbourne Cup?
Ho, ho, ho.
Kenny.
Yes.
False. Negative. Really? To you. No.
Get your act
no together, WA right? dog has ever won the Melbourne Cup. Question two.
They've won the Bald Trees, surely.
Oh, because that's the same race.
No. Question no, I'm just asking.
I don't know. My notes here are all about Melbourne Cup. Question two.
I've only been here for a year.
Excuse me. Question two.
Question two.
More bitches than dogs have won
lucky.
The Melbourne Cup.
Lucky.
Oh.
That's
lucky.
False.
That is false. One false. Up to Gunner. Well done. Question three. The Cup first ran in 1956. True or false?
Lucky.
Gunner.
False.
No, that's true. You're back to zero. It's an even playing field here coming around the final band. Question four. The prize money for the first edition lucky. Of the Melbourne Cup was only £500. Gunner.
That's false. It was less than that, wasn't it?
That's true. £500 for the winner of the Melbourne Cup. Yeah. So you're negative one. So really, Shagger might not answer a whole question this whole time and he might win.
Well, question five. It'd just be like every other dog food.
Question five. The Melbourne Cup is run over 525 metres. True or false? Shagger.
False.
That's damn straight. It's false. It's run over, what again. Distance, Shagger? What distance is it run 515.
Over? 515.
Good man. There he is. Great stuff, dog food. All right, let's quickly get into the non-chasers multi. I think we're going for six in a row now. We're on fire here. My tip is number eight, Aston Silk Race 6, Sandown Park tomorrow night to place. Gunner, what's yours?
Race 2, number 1, Big Wings. Same selection as last week.
And Shagger?
Hobart, race 7, number 8, Vintage Fame.
Ooh, and Kenny?
Hobart, race 8, number 4, Recall.
I like it. Okay.
A thousand heats, of course. That's why we're looking at Hobart.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. All right, show me the money. Here comes the money. You know how this works, fellas. This is a get-out-of-jail value
did
tip.
Did you give the price of the multi and what it has to do?
Oh, sorry, we didn't.
$3.
$3? $3. Yes, sir. You only need 3 out of 4 legs. Thus is the beauty of the non-chasers multi. Now show me the money, your value player of the week. I'm going to the last Sandown Park on Thursday night. Number 5, Chart Topper at $6.50. Kenny.
I'm going to twist the rules here. I'm going to go for a futures market because we're off for a while. We're going to head to the Seal Cup. It's over 650 metres, so I think Houdini's too short when he has to backtrack them. I'm going to go for Manila Knight at $8. Wow. Just on the Sale Cup as well. We're seeing a lot of money for Fleck Manelli, and in the Silver Chief, we're seeing a lot of money. For Fleck and Zach Manelli, and we're seeing money for Sunset Spitfire coming, suggesting they might be coming over. I'm not sure about that, but that's what the money's saying. So it'll be really interesting if those dogs come. But I'm tipping Manila Knight at $8 to win the Sale Cup.
Like it, Shagger.
Mine's at Sandown Thursday night, race 6, number 5, Better Watch Out. I thought he might get out to a pretty good each-way price there. Obviously, in-form favourite in box 8, Aston Silk. But look, these two dogs ran the other night at Sandown. Both ran pretty similar time, so Better Watch Out seems value for me.
Gunner.
Race, I'm going head-to-head with Shagger. Race 6, number 6, Bees and Honey, $7.
Yeah, buffoon. Okay, and I'll tell you why you're also a buffoon, because you've just replied to Daniel Ricciardo. He's put out a tweet and you've got thoughts on Flying Ricciardo from Box 2 and the Sportsbet Dapto Megastar on Thursday night.
What's wrong with that?
Ah, you're a pork chop. Boys, that's it.
Season compared over. To what you do on Twitter.
Season over for the non-chasers. Like, listen, subscribe. We'll be back. Oh, is it 4 weeks? Is it 5 weeks? Is it 6 weeks? We're going to have a nice little spell in the paddock. Thank you, everyone who's listened all season. We've loved doing it. And we'll be back with a vengeance, plenty more, and an improved non-chasers next year. See you, boys.
Bye-bye. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.